what do you call a flat piece of stone to sharpen a knife or a scythe on?
Wet rock.
You know, sometimes when people come to your house to stay overnight or something like that, you have you don't have a bed for them to stay on. You have to make up a bed on the floor or something. Now, this is a bed without a frame or anything. What kind of bed do you call it?
A pallet.
What do you call the low ground in a river valley?
Bottoms.
Bottoms. What do you call a road paved with concrete?
Just concrete road.
Concrete road?
Paved road, and of course, it's paved with asphalt or concrete, you know.
What do you call a road with a tarry or black surface?
Asphalt road, I imagine.
Asphalt road.
Mm-hmm.
This might be something that you all, I've never heard of this myself before, so I'm not real sure. But there's, you know, sometimes you'll have a sidewalk, and in between the sidewalk and the curbstone, there'll be a little area of grass in between there, and then there'll be the road out there. Well, what do you have a name for that little grass strip between the sidewalk itself and the curbstone or not?
No, I don't think so.
What do you call the ditch by the side of a graded road? This is just a, you know, like in level country, and it's not a paved road, it's just a graded road, and it's got real deep ditches along the edge of it. Do you have a name for that?
Well, it's just a drainage for the road.
What do you call a worthless dog? A dog that just doesn't do anything but eat and no good at anything.
That's a no good dog.
It's a no good dog.
You're worthless.
Well, what do you call a dog, you know, that is usually one that doesn't have an owner or anything like that, you know, that just doesn't belong to anybody and doesn't do anything?
Just stray dogs.
Stray dogs.
We call them here, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a name for the real soft or gentle sound that's made by horses when you're feeding them, you know, when they're kind of contented? And is there
I don't think so.
All right. What's the name for the bone from the breast of a chicken that kids like to, you know,
pull the
bone? sometimes when you've harvested a crop, say of clover or hay or something like that, and you've already taken one crop away, a new one just comes up sort of by itself. What do you call that second growth of hay or clover or any crop like that?
Just calls it second mowing, second crop.
Second crop.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call bread that maybe your wife used to make? This is just loaf bread, but it's made with white flour.
Hoe cakes, I reckon.
Hoe cakes, well, now that might be, maybe I didn't, this is bread and loaves now, you know, just ordinary.
Well,
just
bread.
Just ordinary bread,
yeah.
Well, that's all right.
You make it happen in different ways, on those small biscuits or the loaves, just flat cakes, make it different ways, you know.
I've got a whole bunch, that probably comes in somewhere down here, I don't know, but.
Well, what do you put back a lot of that?
What do you call bread made of cornmeal?
Just cornbread.
Cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any other names for it at all besides cornbread? Any specialized name, like you were saying, biscuits and this sort of thing?
I wouldn't think so. Corn patties, some call them.
What do you call cornbread made in ashes? You ever heard of that before?
No.
What do you call soft, do you have a name for soft, mushy cornbread served with a spoon?
I just be mush, I reckon. I don't know.
That's what Mr. Davis said too. He said he thought he'd call it mush, and I think that's what.
Well, I thought like I.
Some people call it spoon bread, you know, that you fry up sometime. But I've
heard it.